Track 13. The answers to the 21st century quiz. This quiz was really difficult, at least I thought so. But at last, here is Sam with the answers.
Welcome all to the quiz answers track. Go on, how did you do? Well, do you think you got more than us in Chatterbox HQ? Well, do you know what? I wouldn't be surprised. And I'll tell you our score later, but let's crack on and find out how you have done. It was a multiple choice answers, so A, B or C, no trick ones like previously. Drat that, Tim. Okay, on to question number one. Now, the solar system was left with how many planets after Pluto was reclassified to a dwarf planet? Was it A, 8, was it B, 9 or C, 10 planets? It was A, 8 planets. Well, I always thought there were more, but oh well. Question number two was, in which year were Twitter and Spotify both launched? Was it A, 2004? Was it B, 2006? Or C, 2008? Well, this was B, 2006. Question three asked, as of 2022, which building in the UK is the ninth largest building in the world by usable volume? Well, yeah, volume. Tim, that's surely a tricky one. Anyway, is it A, London's O2 or the Millennium Dome, as it was once called? Was it B, Birmingham's National Exhibition Centre? Or was it C, London's Earls Court Exhibition Centre? Well, the correct answer is A, the O2, formerly the Millennium Dome. Now, question number four was, who was awarded the 2009 Nobel Peace Prize? Was it A, Tony Blair? Was it B, Jimmy Carter? Or was it C, Barack Obama? Well, this answer was C, Barack Obama. Possibly the finest US president, and certainly more statesmanlike than this current shambles, in my humble opinion. And question number five asked a burning question, which was, during Holy Week in April 2019, a major fire engulfed what? Was it A, Edinburgh's Cowgate? Or was it B, London's Camden Market? Or was it C, Paris's Notre Dame Cathedral? Well, this was, sadly, answer number C, Notre Dame Cathedral, a fine example of medieval cathedral architecture, now rebuilt and now reopened. On to question number six. Who almost always went to work wearing a black long-sleeved mock turtleneck and Levi's 501 blue jeans? Was it A, disgraced former UK Prime Minister David Cameron? Or could it be B, Apple executive Steve Jobs? Or was it C, the now King Prince Charles? Well, imagine King Prince Charles in jeans. Well, actually, you don't have to, because the answer was B, Apple executive Steve Jobs. Question number seven. Which country became the first in the world to legalise same-sex marriage? Was it A, France? Was it B, the Netherlands? Or C, Australia? Well, this equalising of marital status between same-sex people happened first in B, in the Netherlands in 2001, and in France was 2013, with the UK in the following year and Australia in 2007. Now, question eight, woefully asked. In which year did the UK vote to leave the EU in a summer referendum? Was it A, 2016? Or was it B, 2017, or C, 2018? Well, you know, this was a terrible year anyway, with many celebrity and famous people's deaths occurring. And it was A, 2016. From David Bowie at the start of the year to George Michael at the end. Oof, that was a year. But anyway, question number nine was, what name was given to the series of anti-government protests and rebellions in the early 2010s across much of the Arab world? Was it A, the Arab Winter? Was it B, the Arab Summer? Or was it C, the Arab Spring? Well, the answer was C, the Arab Spring. And our final question was question number 10. Which event in May 19th, 2018 had an estimated global audience of nearly 2 billion? Was it A, the wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle? Or was it B, the Queen's Golden Jubilee celebrations from Buckingham Palace? Or was it C, the launch of Just Talk, this audio magazine? Well, it was, of course, C, Just Talk's launch. Was that Tim? Oh, sorry, people. No, sorry, Tim. Yeah, it was A, the royal wedding of Prince Harry and actress Meghan Markle. Thank goodness that's been an uncomplicated and successful marriage received well by the ever-supportive popular press and the miserable royal family. Well, so, my dear listener, how did you do? Did you get a full house? Or nil pois? Perhaps somewhere in the middle? Well, you know what? I imagine the Steve Jobs question was a stumbling point. I know we had trouble. However, we managed a respectable 6 between us. Points to add to the computer scoreboard. Nearly in double figures now. Well, catch you next month for more quizzing fun. Bye!
Sam, thank you very much.